what he demands for us to bring the cargo of heaven. Now listen to me. When a man begins to do business on an altar, just as Apostle said, what he means is that you are inviting spirits to come. So our spirits don't come alone. They come with their desire. They come with their appetite. They come with their purposes. They come with their power, their influence. Both negative and positive. So when a man begins to do business on an altar, and then what God wants to facilitate is purity in that generation, what happens is that the spirits that pioneer purity will begin to come, such as the ones that appear in the coronation session of Joshua, the high priest. The Bible said that he was wearing a living garment, and the garment that he had was removed from him, because we saw a vision. And what we saw is that Satan was contending for many people's garments here. All this thing I'm saying is not preaching and teaching. I'm just trying to relate to you from the Bible and from teaching and preaching the visions that we saw, the things we saw by prayer. So I can't just be telling you we saw this, that doesn't make sense. I have to show you that it's in the scripture and somehow you have the prayer point so that we will reach the end of God through the means of the revelation that he has brought. Are you with me? Say amen. Amen. Now you have to follow me all. If you follow me, you can actually receive ministrations beyond what you even imagine. God will impart you from the bellies of the Spirit. You can actually go beyond what I'm saying. Because fundamentally what I'm doing is not to bring you new knowledge. That's not what I'm doing. When a man has truly preached or taught, what he did is that he opened up a window of possibility in the Spirit. And intelligent men, what they do is that once that window is open, they will enter. Sometimes, beyond what you are saying, they will lay hold on what they are looking for. That is because you are intelligent and experienced. That is actually the hallmark of sons, spiritual intelligence. You actually know what it means to draw from one realm and minister to another realm. The technologies, you understand these structures. You understand that what the Spirit does is to open a window. Because the Jesus said that the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are not necessarily words, human words. They are spirits. And when spirits come, they open up a possibility. So men that are intelligent, they walk on it. Sometimes you have not been there, but just like Peter, walk on water. Walk on water. Walk on water. Give me a little bonus because I don't intend to stop. I don't intend to stop. You know, there is a reason why I know how to start. There is a special anointing that comes on me. It comes like a bowl of fire and it's burning on my forehead. And once it starts burning, then I will know that God has granted me grace as of that moment to open up people to certain possibilities. Do you know what it means? Sometimes we not even fully grab what I'm saying as of the moment, because the frequency of delivery can be faster than your mind. As a matter of fact, I expect my delivery to be faster than your mind. The only way you can keep up is if your spirit is in touch, because what I tend to do is spirit-to-spirit communication. I open the valve, and then we begin to pray. So if you try to pick all my sentences, as good as it is, you will miss the meat. You will miss the meat of the meal. That's where we are going. We will stand back and then men begin to enter. You will begin to see the beauty of your ordination. Certain things will begin to open over your life. And we know that you are the man that God is looking for. It just means that you have not entered the place in the Spirit where you will be able to download what it takes. You have not stepped into consistency. Some of you, it's not as if you are not praying. But you are not consistent. Today you pray for 1 hour. Today you did night vigil. Tomorrow, the next time you will do it is when the witch slaps you. See, let me tell you, when you still live your Christian life and you still maintain priesthood on the basis of reaction, then you have not been educated. Priesthood is proactive. That means a man, you can actually be engaged in priesthood long enough that you can, not necessarily by prophecy, but by priesthood, intelligence in priesthood, you can determine what Satan will do. You can neutralize what he intends to do in the next 3 years. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, these are what our fathers knew. So people like, God will come and meet people like Abraham. He will say, I know Abraham, that he will instruct his children to follow this path, so that what I said will come to pass. You think it's canceling session that Abraham is doing? You think he's gathering your children in the morning, just like the parents, pastors gather their children. They will tell them, you are a son of God, you are a son of promise, you are a son of promise. You came by prophecy, you should not be doing this. The child will leave there and go and commit fornication. Carry on. Because what you are saying is just it. Just because he said, you don't know he's angry with the Bible you are carrying. He's just that he has not gotten the permission to show the rebellion that is in his soul. When God said that, he's saying that he knew that Abraham knew the way of the altar, he will continue putting up altars along the way, that even if Jacob wants to escape, one day he will sleep on the stone. And the heavens will open. And then he will encounter the God of his fathers. As long as the altars that the man put on the path are still there, if you don't meet, you will meet better. You will meet family. You will continue to meet them on the junction. It's the fathers that they are the ones that did it. That's why they brought Isaac, kept him on top there. He has been taught in the ways of God, of priesthood so much, that when the father said, God will provide a lamb for sacrifice, he understood. He has already known the way of sacrifice and the way of the altar. As a young man, he was not disturbed. If that young man was not intelligent in priesthood too, beyond the fact that his father commanded him. See, there are many things my father told me. I never believed it. I never prayed it until I began to have my own encounters. I was 19 years old and I wanted to commit suicide. Suddenly the Lord came. Because after that season and another season in my life, Apostle, I found out that there is a cycle, a pattern to my life, that God occasions a visitation for me every 5 years. From the time I was 14, angels began to appear to me when I was in secondary school. The next time that kind of encounter came was when I was 19. The next time that kind of encounter came was when I was 24. The next time that kind of encounter came was when I was 29. I was in Macaulay, 2018. That's when it came. I began to understand that there is a pattern around my life. Now let me tell you what my parents did to ensure that beyond my own desire to view a path different from what they understood is the ordination that is running. Because it was my father that told me that my grandfather is one of the first people that brought Christianity in our own territory. So priesthood is running. It's not something I can run away from. Meanwhile, if I wasn't educated, this education is not natural, it's spiritual. You keep some things along the way that your children will stumble upon it. And those things have voices of their own to teach them. What my father can't tell me, all that taught me. All I do is that I thought I was the one doing it all. I didn't know things bigger than me. Because my grandfather asked. And then my father came. My father, he said 3 years before he married, are you with me? Yes, because you are going to pray. And then he begin to gain weight in the spirit. What people don't know is that many of the things that we call prayer points are not prayer points. It is actually rank and maturity in priesthood that we allow God to release you into that dimension. See, the Bible said in the book of Galatians, he said that a heir, as long as you are young, you will continue to be under tutors and governors until you arise to the place of maturity, where you have the capacity to handle the things of the kingdom. Then the throne will be released to you, because the throne is not released to men that are not educated. You will know, by then you have learned how to go to war. One of the ways you test princes is that you allow them to go to war. And they will go there. Sometimes we will hand it over, hand them over to your friend. And they will stay in their kingdom and learn the way of war. They will learn all kinds of things. When they come back, people, when they sit on the throne, people will know, even though this is traveling by lineage, that this man has paid the price to sit on this throne. Yeah, we know it was coming by lineage, but we have looked at the price that he paid and we know that he deserves to sit here. So no man will question it. So by the time Jesus receives his name, why when I appear, sometimes when I understand the revelation of the seated Christ, the ascended power and reality, where Jesus is sitting, I know that Satan is just trying to mess up. Do you know what happened? They come to heaven, they ask who is what, let him come and collect. The demon in your village, what's the name of the idol in your village? What's the name? You are not there, you are an evil man. Jesus, you don't know the name. There is no, you don't know the name of your idol. You don't know. Me, I'm from that area, so I know. Eh? He doesn't know the name. When last did you visit your village? Say the truth. Last year, for one day. You don't know. Some of us that are born and brought up there, the one in my village is called a Bonnevi. And the daughter went and married at the Demi. Huh? And then the son that the daughter bore at the Demi is called Eke. That is Python. So when that Eke visits us as we visit, when you see a Python, I don't know how to translate it in the English language. Okay, let me tell you what it means so that you now tell me. If your sister marries now and then gives birth to a child and the child comes back here, what's the name that it is called? Oyonya. What's the English word? I don't know if the English has that word. The son of a woman. The son of a daughter. That's what the Python in my place. You are calling me Python, they are telling you the Python is a son of a woman. The Python. Python! But when Jesus ascended, they don't know he was there. All kinds of deities, the one in your village, what's the name of the one in your village? Aleku was there. All of them was there. They brought out the seed. They said, Aleku, come and collect. The guy escaped. Hey! They told them to come and collect. He escaped. They started calling the one after the another. Keep me following. All of them escaped. The witch in your village, the one in your father's house, they caught the person. He escaped. Oh, yes. Hey. I tell you, Abraham. When I heard it, I got angry. I found out that the only thing Satan is doing is to confuse me. He can't confuse me. I know what Jesus has done. I know how he has handed it over to me. What we are doing is legislation. We are members of parliament.
He was waiting. Make I know the person.
Because when he went there, he was the only name on the candidate. He went to hell. When he was there, when he was marching and awarding, then nobody appeared there. He went there. No candidate was on the list. So when he appeared, he was waiting. They called all the demons, called Satan, called Abaddon, called Apollyon, death, called sickness. Because all this COVID-19 moving around, all this thing is death. Death in many names. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's death in many names. It's beyond the real dimension of the healing anointing. It's not just healing people in hell. It's warring with the principality that causes that territorial sickness. That is why when we because of the way we pray a lot in Africa, Bill Gates is still saying as of last week that he doesn't know why he's not healing people in Africa. So they want you to kill everybody. But we since we don't have vaccines, we have altars. They don't know what you are doing. Be cooking it. When face mask came out new, I said, thank you, Jesus. I found it was a blessing. Do you know why? You don't know why. I'll just cover my mouth like this, and I'll be in the market everywhere. You don't know what is happening inside my mouth. That's who you think that's what is happening. See, Satan has refused to stop being normal. Me, I won't be normal too. Was red. I said, Kayakwa! They put it again, it was green.
It seemed as if blood was draining. I learned what an elderly warrior taught me many years ago. She was a woman. I was in a ministration about 9 years ago. And then I was ministering. Suddenly, I started feeling dizzy. Some of it has happened to you. God is going to clothe you. Sometimes you wake up to pray in the night for your soul. Suddenly you start losing your breath, start losing your. It seems as if you want to faint. You want to faint. You want to faint. What is happening there is that the principality, the territory has just taken notice of your priesthood. So before that time, I don't know what you are doing, but it's not sufficient enough to get their attention. Especially if you are a young lady here, you have to take notice of this. And one of the things they come to check out as a notice of that is if your authority and submission is not complete, is not perfect, then that thing they are doing will work. But when you now, when you begin to do business in the heavenly places, you must know authority and submission. That one is not optional. Satan will use you for meat if you don't know authority and submission and you go to war. We will wait for you, especially if you're a woman. You will be having, that's what our mother, some of those warrior women, the mistake they make. They are powerful, but they have chronic sicknesses that will never go. As soon as they enter a place in the city, Satan will shoot them. So they want what they were into. Sometimes they will suffer that injury for 1 year, 3 years, 6 months. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you with me? I want to open a place in the scripture. And then, see, my time has finished. And then we pray. Just one place, and then we pray.
Yeah. Supernatural dimension to the kind of life that this man is living. Sometimes
Sometimes he will come and send them two into cities, and they will come back with certain results, and they will begin to say evil demons and devils were subject to us in your name. And what they didn't know is that Jesus left a testimony for them. But as of then, they have not entered into the regime of the Spirit, such that many of the things that Jesus was telling them, they really entered their head, but they couldn't bear. Because the Bible said in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 12, he said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them. He didn't say you can hear. You can hear. But another thing bigger than hearing is bearing. It is the capacity to interact with truth. See, a man lives by the truth he knows. You can't live beyond the truth you know. Truths are like, they are like arsenals, weapons. Just as I was telling you yesterday when I encountered a principality, on that day, I thought truth is Bible. On that day, I found out that truth is not Bible. It is something that is etched in your spirit. The function, the nature is like reality. So it is spirit reality, such that spirit beings can respond to it. So sometimes I've come to men that are possessed by demons, and I look at their eyes, as I point at the demon, I say, you know me. I know you know Jesus, but I also know you know me. Because I read the scripture, what Jesus was trying to tell the disciples then, because they went in his name and were able to do that. But as they went, Jesus went to the heavenly places and he was doing business. By the time he was through, when they were talking, he said, don't rejoice, I beheld Satan fall. The result you're having is because what? I beheld Satan fall. So you can stay in this altar, apostle, and then you craft things in the territory. And then all the pastors in this territory, all their ministry, will begin to feel a lease of life. But we don't know where it's coming from. That certain men have taken it upon themselves to climb to heavenly places and do business light enough to be able to administrate life for every local assembly that is in this territory. That means this altar, even though it's here, is a territorial altar. That means the governing prophetic influence in the territory is not about the number. It's about men that have the capacity to download the lampstand of God in the territory. That is where God has decided to do business on. The voice of God and the traffic of angels cannot go beyond where his lampstand is. So anywhere, any place that the lampstand is, no matter the amount of people that gather there, that is where the authority of God has been bestowed. So anytime God wants to speak, anytime his power and authority, especially in the territorial context, is about to move forth and affect things, it has to come from there. Are you with me now? So men can go into the field and be having results. What they didn't know is that somebody went up high and obtained the name. And because of the name you obtained, people began to have results in the temple. So I say to him, and I said, I know you know Jesus' name. But I have entered the place, my brother. And I saw me too, I have them. I said, oh yeah, come out. And the demon went, woo, and came out. You don't know yourself, that's what I'm saying. I like your dressing. Maybe all you know now is about your dressing and about the way you look. And about the spectacles that you hold in your hand and your wristwatch. Oga, in the spirit, it's possible you are a watcher. The question is, where is your post? If you are a watcher, where is your assignment? You will see where I'm going. When I get there, you will begin to cry. You will find out that for everything that went wrong in a territory, in a family, in a place, somebody left where God put it. See, God constructed the universe in principle such that he has the capacity to maintain a biology, what we call homeostasis. It has capacity to maintain balance. Are you with me? Have you ever heard in sciences, in physics, they say energy is not lost, but it can be converted from one form to another? That thing is an attempt by God an attempt by science to bring to you the concept of balance. why priesthood must be on in a territory is to maintain territorial energy balance. If you don't maintain that, what will happen is that the energy of light will not be heavy enough to forestall the manifestation of darkness in that territory. Now, it's not about whether what we are doing is good or not. It's about energy balance. Are you getting the point? Are you with me? Maybe this territory is operating at 5,000 kilojoules, 5,000 volts of electric power, electric energy. Are you getting the point? But what we are generating from our altar, what it takes to rule the throne of this territory can only be ruled by 5,000 volts of power, of energy. Are you with me, man of God? But what we are generating from our prayer altars in our churches combined together is not up to 1,000. Are you getting the point? Are we going to now? Then darkness now retains the capacity to generate 2,000. Who is in charge? Now, what you need to understand is that this is territorial energy balance. This is intelligence. So God will not just come and give you something just because you are born again and you speak in tongues. Just because you dress like this with sin nature and you bow your head like this, just because of that, the others in your family, the ancient gates will just bow for you. You don't know anything. Even when the King of Glory appears in the book of Psalms, they say, who is the King of Glory? You have to bring your portfolio and they will check you on the rooster and find out whether you are worthy. We had a vision last year. And what we saw in that vision, Apostle, I said it to Papa, is what we saw is that all the people in my territory, there is a plane in the spirit, in ministry, that they are trying to enter and nobody entered it. What they do is that once you come to that place, they check your name. If you are from my area, they will bounce you back. Whether you are qualified doesn't matter. Whether you are good doesn't matter. Whether you are anointed doesn't matter. And we see it manifest literally amongst my people. When I came to the gates, the man stood there, checked my particulars, and if I am correct, he wanted to bounce me. I said no. Now, that is when I activated the three dimensions of pressing. Huh? Do you know the three dimensions of pressing? Jesus said, try one is not working, you try two. If you ask, see, it's not working, what do you do? No, you don't know how to knock. How many of you, SAS, have knocked at your door before? SAS. How many of you are aware they knock? God bless you. You will understand what I mean by knock. What I mean by knock is not like this one. Is when the one, whoa, you will be, no matter how much sleep you are inside, you will wake up by the first knock. Because the man has reached a point where he has decided to either have the answer or not leave. I used to ask my people. That's how I pray, O Apostle. I come and ask them, this one you are praying, we don't pray 3 hours and everybody is in like that. I notice some people, once they pray 3 hours, they will now see that hey, they will be finding themselves like this. That's what I found. So if they pray 10 hours, they'll be moving. If they are moving near you, they'll be saying, what they are saying, didn't you notice I prayed 10 hours today? Didn't you notice I'm coming from the mountains of that park? Your name is not even in the register. Your name is not in the register. I said, we don't pray to say we pray. We pray to have encounters. We pray to enter into the heart of God. We pray to download the heart of God. We pray to get the results of which God has called us in. So if God comes and tells you, sit like this, I now ask you a question. If you pray here and stop, because this program has ended, you now pray and stop. Are you stopping? Have you connected why God told you to start praying? Have you sat on the throne? Have you started ruling? Is your priesthood strong enough to govern the territory? Have you generated energy enough to bring the influence of heaven? I hope you know that energy is not such an ambience that divine beings can come around you and they will not miss their nativity. Are you getting the point? Now, that means your ambience have the capacity to host the nativity of heaven. That is what it means to carry the presence of God. Certain angels will come, they won't miss where they are coming from. Are you hearing me? If you are the one, let me ask you like this now. If you are the one, will you prefer staying in Canada in an AC in all kinds of comfort? And all things are working, and then they now invite you to. Sweet, what is the name of that your village? Adam. They now invite you to the woods of Adam to come and stay there. No. If the president of Nigeria is coming to your village, you will find out that there is a house in your village that will make him stay in your village and will not miss Abuja too much. Are you getting the point? I'm trying to explain to you in the simplest form what it means to boast the presence of God, to boast the dimensions of God, to boast the dimensions of angels. There are certain angels that will never come to this territory to bring intervention until we have generated enough energy to boast them. So the one that came to Zechariah came at the altar of incense. Incense was rising, and once you fills the place, hey, some of them will begin to come. And when they appear, even yourself, you understand yourself in the spirit. Huh? Because some of you here are warrior beings. I never knew I was a warrior being. I didn't look like it. I thought I was a Sunday school teacher only. So I was teaching Sunday school, but I didn't know that I'm a warrior being. Until I started praying, started fasting. And then I noticed that every time I appear in the spirit, I only wear a military apparel. Huh? You see this one I'm smiling? It's only here that I smile. Don't see me in the spirit. There is no smile. I'm always on business. I'm always in such a way that Satan will see my face and begin to come. That's where we are going to. So when we generate sufficient things, then it will have the capacity to draw down divine realities, divine things, such that they will come into the territory and stay. Believe you me, there are things that will step foot. If they step foot into this meeting, just because they came, some certain caliber angels, just because they came, some people will not survive it. I went to worry to minister not too long ago, and when I entered, I told them that this temple that my father did ministry for more than 10 years here, that what I'm doing here is to come and connect them to the blessings of the fathers. In fact, my father did so much ministry there that he wanted me to go there too, so that I would benefit from not just spiritual inheritance, but from even natural connection. Because all the people that you know that are people in this world are worried. The ministration reached the point. Because of time, I finished. And the man of God that invited me, I finished. I wanted to go. Okay, my brother went with me now. So I took the mic. I gave the man of God. I gave him the mic. He couldn't collect the mic from me. He fell. His assistant took it. Fell. I told them, it's not because you're supposed to. For this thing now is a message. The message is that you are not getting it. I told them, I saw those guys there. If you see that they're not doing jingolism, no lightweight in the spirit. They don't have what it takes. No, you don't carry people like me. I'm like that. You know that engine, that. You can't carry it on your back. You will lose your spine. I will stay in prayer. If it takes me 1,000 hours, why am I living? If it takes me however long we are, we continue to, as long as this my mouth is moving, my prayer is, God, as long as you give me grace, I will continue, I will stay. The only time I will stop is when I move in the flesh. The man that is stopping is the man that don't know the spirit of grace in supplication. The spirit of grace and supplication, it can power you, and then you will pray for long. It doesn't matter whether you are religious. My youngest sister, that one came one day about a year, 8 months ago, and in the spirit, God gave her a weapon. When God gave her a weapon, it was like a stick, like
by somebody uses to stand. Then an angel appears from the realm of the spirit, representative of our angelic dimension. That's what is going to happen to many people today. And began to teach her how to use her weapon. Every 2 months, the angel will come. Every 2 months. And he did it for 1 year, 8 months. As of the last count, about 2 months ago, the angel came. And what was given to her as a staff, as a staff, has turned a rod. Now. It was there that she understood practically what happened to that thing that Moses was holding. It was a staff that he was using to shepherd sheep. But by the time the burning bush, first he started coming from the burning bush and started teaching him dimension, what he was actually carrying. The time came, that thing that was still turned to light. It was like a laser beam that she holds in her hands. If my sister, small lady like me, you know, we have small stature in our house. Small, if she wields the weapon in prayer, then every matter will happen.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, I go Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonijah,
speak for me.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonijah.
I don't want to go into this place. hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. As in heaven, so in earth. But the phrase I want to bring out here is, as in heaven, so on earth. That's if you want to title all these things I've been saying, as in heaven, so on earth. Now, one of the things you begin to understand from this very phrase is that God does not engage on anything without a purpose. As a matter of fact, it is his purpose that gives way to his plans and methods. The method that God uses for achieving his ways is dependent on the purpose that he has. So now, there is a reason why the church is an eternal organ that God has instructed to achieve all of his agenda. And the scripture was bringing to us in the revelations of Paul that was captured in the book of Ephesians. Are you with me? Now, Paul was such a man that said that he may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Maybe before we close, there are three pillars of revelation in the scripture. One of the pillars of revelation is Christ. That means what we mean by pillars is that wherever you are coming from the scripture, either of these seven things has to be the means or the end of where you are going. And when you begin to study the book of Ephesians, what you will understand is what Apostle said. Apostle said that all inclusivity as it pertains to the things that God intends to do, not just in time, even in eternity, is in Christ, is by Christ. So actually, if you want to understand God's economy is Christ, because Christ is God's purpose, God's pattern, God's way, the plan that God had to dispense himself is Christ. The implication of that is, it is not just that we find ourselves in Christ, we are also filled to the point that we become a living manifestation of that organic Christ. So that when we walk upon the face of the earth, we become what Jesus was. Maybe not in the manner of the Christ, in the manner of Jesus, we become a representation of the incarnate mystery of God. So that when you are walking, just like Jesus said, he said, my will is not sacrifices and offering and offerings. But what I brought is a body. So what God was looking for is a body that he can feel with his reality. So when he said, I am not here to do my will, I don't speak the way I want to speak, I don't walk my walks, I do the works of him that sent me. Now, when you begin to understand this, we know that a man that is to take all this kind of thing has a purpose in his heart to achieve. Are you getting the point? Now, that is why what Jesus was trying to tell them fundamentally in prayer is that prayer is not purposeless. That one of the things we need to understand if your prayer adventure will be fruitful is that we have to know that there is a purpose to prayer. And that purpose are you getting the point? Now, the challenge with the prayer, the normal prayer ministry that we have in the body of Christ is that we have reduced prayer to, there are purposes that we have attached to prayers, but our purposes is time-based, need-based, mortal-based. But three purposes are immortal in scope, they are eternal in scope, they are as large as God. There are things in the heart of God that he intended to accomplish. In fact, we came into the scene because God had a desire. We became the method because of that purpose. Because man and the church is God's method, is God's means of accomplishing his purpose. So Jesus came and told them that one of the purposes, the manifestation of prayer is thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Are you getting the point? That means, are you with me? Now, how many of you have heard of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? They are more like the same thing. The only difference is that there is a territorial integrity that is attached to one. That is just the difference. So the kingdom of God can be
God tabernacles them. Now, the kingdom of heaven is also the kingdom of God. But this time around, it has territorial integrity. Because as far as the kingdom of heaven is concerned, it has become a template. A template of what it means for a realm to mirror all of God's intent and desire. So that is why Jesus came and he said that my duty on earth is through my priesthood. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or through my priesthood, to download the things that I've seen in the heavens of God. Are you getting the point? So he now said, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. So priesthood is a means through which heavenly realities are being brought on this face. A point will come when we begin to say the same thing that is said of heaven. That as the will of God is done in heaven, it is done in our life. As it is done in heaven, it is done in our family. And what Jesus is trying to teach his disciples is that the fundamental means of achieving these means is actually by priesthood. So he said, when you pray this way, he said, thy will be done in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. That is what the man that is called Adam did not understand in the Garden of Eden. He didn't know that it's about his territorial integrity. That God is seeking to bring his influence on this realm. He's seeking to bring his influence. And he needs a conduit, he needs a man. And are you with me? And if it is true that Adam understood what it takes to bring that dominion, because God said, let us make man, that they will have dominion. But he didn't understand fundamentally that dominion is a spiritual matter. Apostle, pastors have become our vice presidents. Some of them are governors. They went there and became apostles. Do you know why? We taught them dominion, but we didn't teach them that dominion is fundamentally spiritual. That what you have not conquered in the realm of the spirit will never conquer in the natural. You can sit on the physical seat, but in the spirit, the seat is vacant. You can sit on the seat, but in the spirit, an occultist is sitting there. You can sit as a governor, but in the spirit, it was a deity that is sitting there. That is what we did not teach them. That there is a priesthood that powers the operations of the throne. That if it is true that the desires of God, through the office that he has given to you, through the position that you have, through the pastoral office, through the work that you have in government house, will be achieved, then you will have to understand the pattern, the process. You have to understand the organ, the infrastructure. The infrastructure that God put in place. Priesthood is beyond time. That's what I'm telling you. When God began to make reference in the scripture concerning priesthood, he used Melchizedek. His priesthood is forever. He began to reference to the fact that before we have even started talking about what is priest, he said that Melchizedek is priest unto God. I said, what? So, are you getting the point now? So, there is a way it is happening in heaven, Job. The way it's happening in heaven is that priesthood. priesthood started in heaven. As a matter of fact, the earth is an executionary realm. That means that the earth lacks the capacity to stop itself from mirroring what has already been created in the realm of the spirit. This realm is just executionary. That means if a man comes in the spirit and calls on them and says, above, come back. Just like a man was called in USA. He was preparing to go to war. And they called him from the village. He was there in US, in California. He was preparing for war. And he heard his name. And he was still wearing, he has not worn shorts. He heard his name, they called him, come back. He left. With everything that way, he left. Matured man. When he came on the street, white people don't allow madmen on their street. They collected him, put him on the next available flight and deported him. The man that was in America on a legal basis with all his documents complete, came to Lagos and borrowed tax and started paying tax. It was when he met a pastor, they connected that in a way. went up and they found out he was a big man of God. When his mother saw him the first time in Nigeria, what the mother said, "Hey, they have succeeded." See, physical distance counts for when you come in the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. So you can stay here. Are you getting the point? We are about to pray. You can stay here and your family will be before you like this. And you will stand before your family and begin to legislate. Just because your family is many miles away doesn't mean anything. There is no distance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Angels, they are not limited. They are not limited by time and space. Most of them move in the speed of light. Some of them are even as fast as thought. As soon as you take it, they are there. That's what will begin to happen. So the man that is called that can be not understand the principle of history. It was later men like Noah was those that understood it. Because what Adam would have done to ensure that the instruction that God gave him, because what God told him is, look at this garden. What will you tell us? Your mind is territory. That means God handed over to him the powers to maintain territorial integrity. And by powers, I don't just mean the power, the forceful power. I mean the exousia, the authority to keep territorial integrity. But the man doesn't understand the structure, the infrastructure, the pattern, the way to actually execute the assignment that God has handed over to him. What he would have done as soon as that instruction came is to go everywhere around the garden and begin to raise altars. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you begin to raise altars, then spirits will begin to come. Certain things will begin to come. In my own opinion, that's my opinion. That's me. Are you with me? That's me. I believe that those shows and the flaming sword that came from garden, the way to the garden, their ministry could have been downloaded by Adam. If it was true that he knew the way of the altar. See, I speak as a man that have done strange things. Sometimes I will come to minister like this, and then the wings of the cherubs will just cover me like that. And suddenly I will realize that something in me will just change. Even my visage, physically it will change. Brothers and sisters, they are things. These are things that have the capacity to move God. Who told you they can't move things in the territory? They can move God and they can move the altar, the priest.
Way that men can look up to him and know that God is a deliverer. How many people prayer altar. Are you taking the point?
There is a convergence in the spirit, and there is an honor that God has put upon this meeting. His seal and his name is on the meeting, and the proof, the attendant proof, is certain angels and presence that he has released.
Are you getting the point?
The window that has opened in the spirit, and the projects of God that have entered. So you get of it. Are you getting the point? When Jacob laid his head and heaven opened, he made a declaration. He said, this place is indeed the house of God and the gate of heaven. It was then that he understood that it is possible to alight upon a plane with the spirit, and suddenly certain things will become possible that was not possible in all his future. All the things he was able to get before that time was nothing by his power, but a day came, the heavens opened. And ladder came. The ladder angels are ascending and descending. Angels! Angels! He are part of something.